This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're, of course, a person. Frozen dumplings are back. And by the way,
so am I.
So is Michelle Carre. Back for the first time ever. Michelle, you obviously know from Challenge Accepted and everywhere else on the internet from doing all sorts of daring experiments and stunts.
Experiments
like, can I actually do boxing? I guess that's sort of an experiment.
Sure. Yeah, there's a hypothesis. There's a results and a conclusion.
That's correct. Michelle, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Hi. Thank you for having me as well. Amazing audience.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Michelle, obviously you're on the show today and you've trained, you've learned many different types of things. Mm-hmm. But what makes you specifically perfect to be on the show today, to answer these people's calls, to get on the phone and say, I actually do know best? Deer in the headlights. Michelle?
I thought you were about to answer that question. I thought it was like a rhetorical.
I was asking myself.
Like, what makes you? Well, I'll tell you what makes you.
What makes me so perfect? Actually, it's this. No.
Yeah, maybe you should answer the
question. Well, you seem very capable. Okay. You seem very smart. You sort of have, you're good under high pressure.
Well, I think, in my varied experiences filming and producing Challenge Accepted, sure. I have come in contact with a lot of various personalities, different communities, and seeing how lots of people face adversity and work through it, I've learned a lot myself. Mm-hmm. I am not a therapist or qualified to give this advice.
And I am.
And that's why I'll just be sitting and listening today. I'm just here to wave at the camera.
I said this to you in the cold open, but yeah, I sort of am smart because I did yoga once a couple days ago.
There you go.
So I sort of have that expertise. And you may have, obviously you trained to Secret Service, you trained to boxing, you trained to sort of Taekwondo, and I did yoga the other day and I almost passed out.
Well, there you go.
So we sort of all have our different things we're bringing to the table.
And I was just telling you also in the cold open that I would be terrified to do this myself because I would be so scared no one would want to call and talk to me.
That would be devastating.
But millions of people I hear are waiting on the line right now.
My hope is that the show, it slowly tanks until one day no one calls.
I think it's tanking.
No, it's going great.
Okay, great.
No, people are calling.
Keep watching, guys.
Thank you so much in the comments. No, also I have a question for you before we even get to those
All
calls.
Right,
I'm ready. You have any advice for the audience? You obviously learned lots of things. Do you have any advice that you're like, this is something I live by? Because I also feel like, Michelle, and we don't know each other that well, you're somebody that lives by a code. No?
A code? Like the nuclear codes, like I have a special number that solves everything.
You did bring in a briefcase and you left it by the door. I thought that was interesting.
A code. I just think don't wait. That's really it. Oh, that's honestly it. Don't wait. If you wait on anybody else, if you wait on yourself, it's never going to happen.
Okay.
Anything.
I like that. Anything.
Anything.
I like that. Do not wait.
Do not wait.
Do not press go. Do not collect $200.
No, do press go.
Sorry, do press go.
Because you don't wait.
By the way, that should be merch for your channel. Do press go.
Then I get sued by Hasbro?
Yes. Do press go.
Oh, you said pass go, no, like in Monopoly.
Sorry. You're never pressing something in Monopoly.
Yeah, I think don't wait. There's got to be someone watching right now who is waiting for something to happen, waiting to have a hard conversation.
Yeah.
To take a leap of faith, to sign up for a class you want to do, just stop. Don't wait. Go.
I am a big believer in that. I'm also like, especially when people ever ask me like, what's your advice for if I want to start a podcast or this or whatever? It's just like, just start it. Just, it's going to be bad and then it'll get good. Like just genuinely, that's the best way to do anything.
Yeah.
It's just to start by doing it.
I think everyone, myself included, could reach a higher version of themselves by just becoming more comfortable with failure, honestly.
Yeah.
And I am included in that.
No, sure. I feel like I was spreading the mantra of be comfortable with failure. Sorry, not even words that came out of my mouth. Be comfortable with failure. And then I feel like I was like, well, it's good because I have nothing to lose. And then I was like, oh, and I was like, okay, I have something to lose. So I still have to be comfortable with failure, even though it is now scarier now to fail than ever.
And you're referring to the success of this podcast.
Yeah, that's right, actually. I'm listing my own accolades. Webby Award winner, Signal Award winner.
Let's go.
Well, Michelle, we've got to get to the phone lines. But before
I'm so eager.
We even do that, Michelle, people need to know that they should like and subscribe to the show on every single freaking platform so they don't miss a single episode.
Of Perfect Person.
Of Perfect Person. Michelle knows the show. And if you feel like, oh, you know what? I like the show and I can't get enough. Well, guess what? Now you can. By joining the Patreon, you can get enough by getting an ad-free extended version of every single episode, including this episode that we're listening to right now. Yeah. Where Michelle and I basically talked shop, talked hopes and dreams. Mm-hmm. And, yep. And as well as bonus episodes every Friday, where I call back people from the show and I get their updates on how my stunning advice changed their life, as well as to do special themed episodes, etc. So join the Patreon for all that good stuff. And Michelle,
oh my God,
we've got to help some people.
I can't believe it. We're going to actually call and talk to a real person right now.
Oh yeah, they're definitely not paid actors. Although some people do have a theory that everyone who calls in the show sounds the exact same, which I think is kind of funny. It would be really funny if I just had one person in the other room just repeatedly sort of doing this all day.
Hi, Miles. My boyfriend pooped his pants at the Applebee's in Times Square.
I'm sorry. This is so scripted. It feels.
I'm trying to process that. So, sorry. Call me back.
Sorry. You think it's scripted?
No, it feels scripted. Like what is happening here is an episode of The Big Bang Theory. Like, what the fuck?
It would, again, the show would, I think, be worse if I scripted it, but in some ways.
Oh, we're calling.
Oh, yeah, we're calling them right back.
He sounded sad.
He's pissed.
Hello.
Hello. You called because your boyfriend made a stinky, and I need to give you advice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You called Perfect Person. I'm here
Holy
with
crap.
I'm here with Michelle Carre.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, I'm like
condolences.
So shocked right now.
Don't be shocked.
I'm a teacher and I'm like in study hall right now.
Oh, so we're, because we can hear, are those kids in the background?
Are those children?
Those are children, but those are high school juniors.
Oh, that's terrifying. That's actually terrifying.
Oh, it is terrifying, but we're like not doing, I'm 22 too, so I'm like young.
Are you children leading children?
Whoa.
Literally, children leading children. We're in a revolt.
Okay, wow. Well, are you able to speak with us about your boyfriend's shitting his pants?
I am.
It? Okay.
Oh, wow. So this is so cool. I'm so happy for you that you're able to be on the clock at work getting paid while we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
This is billable. Yeah, this is absolutely.
Be, though.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Okay, so recently went to New York City. And it was only like my second time. Yeah, the two of us go to New York City. I've only been there once before and I was very young. So I like didn't remember. And then I go with him and he has a lot of stomach issues. Hot people do. And like we went to this Italian restaurant and we had the most delicious, incredible pasta. And he took like his medicine and everything was supposed to be fine. And then we have to go to Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh,
to see
slay.
Little Shop of Horrors off
Wait,
Broadway.
Was that when Mon Apatow was in it? Or this is different?
Yeah. With Miss Euphoria herself.
Oh, wow.
Wait, those are expensive tickets. That's really nice day in New York.
That's great.
On our way to Little Shop. And he's like, can I have a fake name?
Oh, yeah. We'll name him Michelle. I was asking, what's a good fake name? Sorry. We're not going to name
Michelle.
Michelle.
That's my name.
That's Michelle's name. Michelle, what's a good fake name for this caller and their partner?
Lovely.
Lovely.
And their partner is smelly.
Okay, Michelle. Very good, Michelle. Okay, so you're lovely.
Wait, that's his nickname? That's like his legal nickname.
His legal?
Legal?
Is smelly?
Or is that a pet name? Like, what do you...
No, that's like the only thing I call him.
Smelling.
Okay, so it's a pet
name. It's like endearing,
name.
Though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But, the pet, yeah. So
it's,
so, sort
of, it's a legal pet name.
Yeah, what is a like legal legally pet not... name?
It's a legal pet name. Pet. I feel like if you were to like Google him and pop up, you know?
If I Google the word smelly, like, he pops up, we have to move on.
Now. Yeah.
So you... Wait, so I just out of nowhere randomly guessed your pet name for your boyfriend?
Yes.
What?
That's unbelievable.
Bacon and eggs, peanut butter and ham. These are iconic duos, huh? But what about an iconic duo when it comes to you growing your business? That's going to be you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling beaded necklaces or swords that are awesome and super powerful, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. As an entrepreneur, I'm obviously a business-minded individual, so I want to make sure I use business tools that are going to scale with me as I dominate the biz. When I'm selling one super powerful sword to a customer on the street, to when I'm selling a billion powerful swords all across the country. And Shopify is going to scale with you to make sure that you're covered when you're selling that one or you're selling that million. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/perfectperson, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/perfectperson now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/perfectperson.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So me and Smelly are walking from the Italian restaurant to Little Shop, and we have to go through Times Square.
Ugh.
And he looks at me and he says, "Lovely, my stomach right now is like
smelly.
It's bad. It's like a war going on." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, we're not that far. Like, we can make it." And we're walking past Madame Tussauds, that devil, terrifying place. It's like my biggest fear.
Oh, the wax museum.
Wax museum.
I've never been. It really is spooky.
It makes
to me.
Absolutely no sense. Why would I want to see a wax figurine of a celebrity?
I also don't like when people post like as if they did meet the celebrity, and I'm always tricked for 1 second.
Horrifying.
And I'm like, oh.
I'm like, Rihanna looks botched today.
Yeah. Yeah. They always look weird.
They look a little off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrifying.
So, yeah.
And so we get to like Madame Tussauds, and he's like, "Jared, I have to ask them, like, it's gonna like come out." And I'm like, "Oh my God. Oh my God. What?" Like, it just like hit like out of nowhere. And I'm like, "Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God." And so he like is pleading to the security guard at the front of Madame Tussauds, like, "Please let me in."
Wait, so
and they're like,
"Oh no."
And Madame Tussauds, he's like, "No, please. I'm gonna shit myself."
No, like we're like, he's like on his knees, and I'm like, I can't even grasp how like bad the situation is. And he's like begging, and they're like, "No, we can't." And he's like, "The thing next door to it is this Applebee's, and it's like on the second floor." And he just starts like sprinting, like lunging up the escalator. And he's like, I am going to shit myself on the escalator. And I'm like, "Oh my God." And by the time he gets to the top, he doesn't even, you know, there's like a hostess like to sit you down.
Sure.
He storms by her. Like it was crazy. I'm like too scared to like talk to people. And like, I of course was going to tell her like, "Oh, like, can you use your bathroom?" Whatever. There wasn't even time for that. It was like, he sprinted, and it was a single stall restroom. And so luckily nobody was like in it, and he runs and he says to me, to Lovely, he says, "Lovely, you need to go to the Target across the street and get me new underwear. I can't wear these."
And you guys are on your way to Broadway, right? You're on your way to
We're on our way to Broadway to see Little Shop. And so, and I want you to keep in mind, this is only the third time we had been together in person because we had been long distance for like months.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So what? Got it. So this is, and this is your third. Are you still dating this person?
I am.
Okay. Yeah.
How long has it been since that incident?
This was in March.
Michelle, is it a deal breaker for you if your partner shits their pants in an Applebee's on your third date?
I think...
And you have to buy them underwear.
Yeah, because, okay.
I mean,
it's not a deal breaker. I want to have context. So you guys are dating, but you're long distance.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The reason is because his best friend was my best friend in college. And the distance is I'm in California and he's in upstate New York.
That's a big distance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a cross.
I know.
Yeah. A cross-country, cross-continental Applebee's shitting your pants incident. That may be the title of the episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, how did you feel about watching your partner go through this?
Yeah.
I felt really bad and I sympathized because like my whole family has IBS, but I have like a strong stomach.
Sure.
So
sure.
I've been there, like, you know, but at the same time, I think like the gravity of like where we were, and I didn't even tell you this, but he had to leave like during Suddenly Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors.
That's the best song. That's my favorite. My favorite song.
Yeah, and no reentrance was allowed until like the intermission.
So he basically missed the first act.
He missed the first act because he had to shit.
Yeah.
Oh. You're poor Stinky.
But the people felt so bad for Stinky, and because they could see like the sweat rolling down and like the like limp, that they let him back in at an appropriate time, like when it was like dark.
Oh, God. But,
yeah. I think having to buy the underwear, that's what really like, that's when I went, huh.
Yeah.
This is a lot. Like he just Venmo'd me and the Venmo thing said like new undies.
That is so crazy to me. The Venmo for
it's
the
process.
The Venmo for the underwear is like unreal to me.
I'm happy he paid you back.
I guess he's, you know, you're like, you get me next time, man.
Okay, well, much empathy to Smelly in this situation.
I really feel for
because
Smelly.
You can't control that.
No, you can't.
I mean, it's
that.
A medical situation.
He really can't. I wish he would like get checked out for it. Like,
oh, so this is undiagnosed.
He doesn't know what if he... This is undiagnosed shitting pants in public.
Well, let's just stop right there. Do you need to be diagnosed if you shit your pants? Is that diagnosable?
Oh, no.
His stomach gets upset, but this extreme, I hope, doesn't happen often. He probably wouldn't tell me because he's so horrified.
Did you feel this experience brought you closer or further apart?
I feel like it brought us closer. I also peed the bed that night. So it kind of all works together.
Are you guys okay? What do you mean you peed the bed that night?
Go to the hospital. Jesus.
I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened. I seriously don't. I've never done that before since I've, you know, was a child. But I just woke up and I was like, I thought it was sweat, you know? And I was like, oh my God, I was hot last night.
I think you guys are meant to be together.
I was going to say, maybe you should just get married.
I think you guys got to get married.
Right?
You found the lock that meets your key. I mean, that is unreal that the night after he shit his pants in the Applebee's, you wet the bed. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I'm really empathetic. You know, I'm an empathetic guy. So
I'm wondering, like, so then what's the problem? What problem are we solving?
Yeah, do you have a problem? Like, because it feels like he should have pissed. You pissed yourself.
It was just a lot to process.
I'll give you a tip here because I don't remember if I've told you this story before, but I was with my lovely wife in scenic Florence, Firenze.
We love Sarah.
As the Italians, oh, thank you. As the Italians call it. And at this point, Sarah was pregnant, so she was having morning sickness. And we were right outside of the beautiful Duomo in Firenze. And she was wearing a gorgeous white dress. And Sarah grabbed my hand and said, "Miles, I just shit myself.
No.
I need to go back to the apartment right now." And I said to her, "Are you serious?" And she said, "Yes, absolutely." And her friends were a little bit further up. And I was like, they were like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "Oh, Sarah's just feeling a little tired. We have to go back to the apartment." And Sarah goes, "No, I shit myself. Let's be honest." And then we had to go back to the apartment. And honestly, I feel that was an experience that brought us closer together. Because it was kind of funny.
Right?
She was so embarrassed. I was like, "Oh, it's okay. Like, don't worry about it. We took care of it." Like, sometimes big embarrassing things can make you feel closer together. That being said, on your knees in front of the Madame Tussauds is really visceral to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you can shake that one, but I find that sometimes embarrassing situations do bring you closer to your partner.
Like a Vietnam flashback in my head, you know.
Yeah, just like that. What were you saying, Michelle?
Definitely the same. Exactly the
just
same.
Just like that. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think it's really great that you guys became closer together through this experience. And I would be cautious as a non-certified expert providing advice.
That's right.
On if this is truly a medical issue that needs attention and he continues to ignore it. That's a bad sign, in my opinion, sure. Because it could lead to a pattern of, hey, we have a big problem and I'm going to ignore it in our relationship or in life exterior. Like if he's not even willing to take care of it. Now, healthcare in America is so fucked up. I also understand if people can't go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But if it's by choice saying like, I just don't want to go to the hospital or I don't want to get diagnosed. I don't want to figure out what's going on. That to me would be a little bit of a red flag as a sign for future issues in the relationship or obstacles you could face together.
Oh, I like that. You're worried that the him shitting his pants at the Applebee's may be sort of his avoidance of other bigger problems.
Well, if it truly is a medical issue that needs attention, which it might be.
Has this happened to him before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We've never talked about like our bodily like accidents.
Yeah.
But I'll make sure to bring it up.
And we haven't really said, you should definitely bring it up. And we haven't really discussed you wetting the bed.
Yeah. How you feeling about that?
How you feeling about that, Jam?
I've never had that happen over the age of like, you know, whatever, when I was young. But then I looked online and it said sometimes you just gotta like let it go. Like let the hose spray. And I said, you know what?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially if you've been under a lot of stress in the day prior, which I would assume was a stressful experience.
Seemingly the shit-icent. Shincident. It sort of it may have sparked this for you. And if Frozen taught us anything, it's let it go. So
let it go.
Thank you so much for calling in. And I think we've solved your problem perfectly.
We're wishing you all the best for this relationship.
I think you did too.
We're wishing you the best for your relationship. You. And we hope you have a great study hall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like baby. Oh, you're like
thank
watching
you so
kids.
Much.
Not what babysitting kids. You are teaching.
Teaching.
You're teaching. Oh
my God. Yeah. All the teenagers are just like staring at me because they didn't know this story either. So I'll explain that.
Oh, so they've been listening to this conversation.
They've all heard this?
Oh, yeah. Music is down. AirPods are out. I have some explaining to do, but that's okay. It's worth it.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
I'll process that later. Thank you so much. I love you both. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
What a third act reveal to be like, and actually the whole class just heard.
Yeah. Wait, do you watch Game Changer?
Yes, of course. Yeah,
it's literally Sam Reich going, and I've been here the whole time, except it's a classroom of teenagers.
That is so fucking crazy. Kids just being like, what's going on?
I thought he was going to step out or something.
Too. Or I was like, they're all doing homework. They're not listening to him.
Schools are way more progressive these days, and I love it.
Yeah, kids are allowed to listen to your boyfriend shitting your pants story.
I don't know if that would be legal in some states.
I don't know about that, actually. Wow.
Thoughts and prayers.
You know, absolutely thoughts and prayers go out to Stinky and Lovely. Smelly?
Honestly, Times Square is cursed. It's a cursed location on Earth.
It really is. Also, I would imagine that there are, there's probably a Facebook group of I Shit My Pants in Times Square.
We honestly, join. If this has happened to you, please let us know in the comments.
Please pop
so
up in the comments.
We can start a support group for everyone affected.
You know, it is one of those places where it's like there's not a lot of public bathrooms. And it's, I could see.
But the public is there.
The public is there.
They are there. They're
like
out and about.
Millions of people a day in Times Square.
Yeah.
Michelle, we've got to solve this problem from somebody who got ghosted in the middle of a date.
Okay. I'm about to get angry.
Yeah, I know. Well, how do you feel about ghosting before we even get into it? Pro
so
ghost, anti-ghost?
I have never online dated.
Really?
Ever.
Oh, really?
So I feel like I have a different relationship with it than, you know, people who are probably like engage in that type of social situation more.
Mm-hmm.
But I never frequented the apps.
Yeah,
as
sure.
The kids say.
As the kids say, frequented the
I
apps.
I never frequented the apps.
Yeah. I mean, I did a little bit in New York and then a tiny bit in LA before I met my wife. And I feel like I was always, if it's like three dates or less, never like hard communication cut off. They text me, I never respond. But sometimes like, a soft fade, I think, is appropriate. They text me a couple days later. I respond, "Oh, hey, sorry, yeah, let's for sure. We should hang out sometime."
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of, it's like I think that that soft fade away sometimes is.
Wait, hold on. You would say to someone, "Let's hang out sometime," and then just.
No. That would be crazy. No, let's say I go on three dates, right?
Okay.
And the dates go fine, but I'm sort of like, yeah, you're not a match. They text me, "Hey, you free on Saturday to hang out?" Whatever. It's Monday. I text them back Wednesday, and I say, "Hey, oh, so sorry, I'm busy on Saturday." But I don't.
Period.
But I don't offer an alternate time, and then it's sort of like to me that's more polite than being like, "Hey, by the way, we're not a match. We're not compatible." I feel like sometimes the more. Do you feel the opposite?
I don't know. I haven't been in a situation like this. I mean, I've been ghosted like professionally and otherwise, but
oh, I fucking hate that though. Yeah, professionally to me, I cannot handle, and I think it's kind of unforgivable. When like I'll send a message to a colleague or something and I can't. Yeah, that stuff is so.
Oh, you mean like
me.
How I took a week to respond to your message?
Oh, that I don't care about though, because but here's the thing. Here's what's different about that. We don't know each other that well.
Okay.
We met like once in passing.
Okay.
To me, I sent a message to someone, never responded. Somebody I worked with for like years.
Who?
I'm not gonna know.
Oh my God. So it's a specific person at a prior place of employment.
There's a couple of people that are sort of on my, I'm sure you have a little industry black book of people that are on your shit list.
I heard somebody call this, what did they say? A soft block list.
Oh, yeah.
Soft block.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you say that on a podcast? I think it was in the most recent episode of this very show.
Oh, might have been.
The hoo-ha one.
Oh, yeah, hoo-ha. Yeah, yes, absolutely. Soft block.
You guys were saying the friend was going to be on the soft.
Oh, Sue soft block.
Like
yes,
soft
I did
block
say that.
The friend.
It was me.
I did like that term.
Well, no, yeah, because like I'm not going to go out of my way to have a confrontation with this person,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to, in my head, hold them with any goodwill.
Right.
And I've got, there's some industry people that are sort of on my shit list. I'm sure you've got one, Michelle. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. For
okay,
sure.
Michelle, for sure. Looking up, thinking of specific people.
If you exist in any industry for a period of time, there are people you've come into contact with that are not good people.
No, for sure. Yeah. People are really weird too. I find that like the like power dynamics of what is appropriate or like, that's all weird to me and is very inhuman. And we're talking about like organic versus inorganic things.
Mm-hmm.
I found that that is like people start acting in a way that is not organic to me.
I would rather, if that, in that case with me, I'd rather somebody say, "I don't like you."
Lay it out there
for
me.
Yeah. Like I am not going to proceed forward because I'm not feeling it or like,
yeah.
Like at least close the loop and give me a piece of feedback so I can improve or say fuck you to it.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
I think to bring it back to relationship ghosting, I'm too sensitive.
Yeah,
I couldn't handle that, and maybe that's why I've not frequented the apps.
Frequenting the apps. That's why you want something more direct. Well, okay. It looks like we got a good arsenal here.
I mean,
to bring to our caller.
Getting ghosted in real life, though.
Yeah, in real life. I'm imagining they just walked out of the restaurant or something.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello?
Hello, you called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back because you got ghosted in real life.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, I'm here with Michelle Garre.
just right into business.
Yeah, right
no
into business.
Reaction
yeah,
whatsoever.
It was crazy. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, let me tell you about it.
I'm here with Michelle Garre, and we're here to solve your problem. So what the hell is good?
So basically, I was seeing this guy for a long time. And
how long is long?
Yeah. We need details.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Sorry. Well, it wasn't that long. It was like 3 weeks.
Okay. So sorry. 3 weeks is not a long time.
For a long time, 3 weeks.
Yeah, but it was an eternity.
Sorry. It feels like an eternity out here on these apps.
Okay. Sure.
The apps.
Yeah, the apps. Horrible. Okay. So I've seen this guy for a while, and things were starting to get kind of heavy, hot and heavy.
Sure.
And I was like, well, I would, you know, like to take things to the next spicy level. And he was like, I have too many disabilities. Like, that's not going to work. And I was like, okay, can I have a hookup then? And he was like, yeah, that's fine.
Like hook up with someone else?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Cool. So you're seeing this person. They don't want to get to the next spicy level, and you ask if you can have a hookup with somebody else.
I had to outsource it, yes.
You outsource
the needs.
Got it. Outsource the needs. Okay.
Yes.
We're on the same page. Continue. Yes.
Then I planned this hookup with this person, and I was like, at first they were just going to come over and we were just going to do the deal and move on. But then I was like,
who is this person? Sorry, who is this person? Is this somebody you know, like a friend that is like a Friends with Benefits thing? Or is this a stranger that you also found on the apps?
I found this person on Grindr.
Okay, got it. Okay, you find this person on Grindr, and they are coming over to hook up.
Yes, but then I was like, you know what? I should probably put myself in a position to not get murdered.
Sure.
And so I was like, can we meet at a brewery first? And he was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. So I'm like, okay, there's this brewery like 5 minutes from my apartment. Like, let's go there. So meet him at the brewery. Things are going fine, at least I thought. And then I'm like, I finish my beer and I'm like, okay, well, do you like want to go back to my place? And 5 minutes from my apartment. And he's like, yeah, sure, that sounds good. He goes, you know, I'll just follow you there. And I was like, okay, sweet. Yeah, it's only like 5 minutes away. You can just follow me there. We start leaving, driving to my place, and we get separated at a yellow light. So I'm like, okay, let me message him my address since he got separated. Send him my address on Snapchat. I pull into my apartment and I'm like, oh, I better text him where the visitor parking is. I go onto Snapchat. Completely gone, blocked, ghosted, vanished into thin air.
Oh,
I'm sorry this happened to you. That's devastating.
Gosh.
I know.
Isn't that so crazy?
He blocked me while driving.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so
dangerous.
Obviously dangerous. We don't love this person.
Illegal.
Yes.
Illegal.
No.
Actually, he's under arrest. I mean, look. Here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
It sounds like you were sort of sometimes with casual hookups, especially in this circumstance, you're like going into it being like, I'm really just looking for a hookup. I'm really just looking for like explicitly sexual gratification. And if you're going into it with this, like no strings attached, no emotion, whatever, you might, it's sort of like if you're panning for gold in a poop river, you might get some poop. Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, in this situation, you were like, well, what if it's just like nothing? Like, what if I don't even give a shit about the person and they don't even care about me? And it's like, that's what it is. Sometimes you're going to find some people that are like not even giving you common human courtesy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're right.
Dang.
And it sucks. Like, don't get me wrong. That's unfortunate.
I was trying to figure out, like, if I said something wrong, I was like, did I say something weird?
And I doubt it.
The only thing I could figure out was I was like, he had a weird reaction to, I like to joke that my cat is a problematic king. And I was like, yeah, my cat's a libertarian. And that was the only...
Wait, that's pretty great.
That's kind of funny though, right?
Like, what's the problem with
that? I think that's kind of funny.
I think so. And so I was like, is it that? Is he a libertarian? Am I offended him?
Maybe
that is possible, by
but
the way.
But then, do you want to have sex with a libertarian? Yeah, that's like, up to your political beliefs.
Yeah, that's going to be up to you. That's going to be ball in your court. Yeah, I think that, like, in this circumstance, like, obviously that is hurtful. But I would also say if you're going into a situation like this, it sort of opens you up to that type of hurt because of just the confines of what you're looking for, what people on the app are probably also looking for. And unfortunately, if you, it's like if you're going to enter this game, that is one of the possible end results, which sucks. But, you know, it's just kind of part of it.
And who knows, maybe when you guys got separated, he got in a crazy car accident and maybe was too embarrassed to say, hey, I got in a car accident, I can't come over because it sounds so unbelievable. And instead, he was so scared of confrontation, he just blocked you.
I like that as a response. I like that a lot. His phone, it flipped up in the air and it got tapped the block button. Yeah. He didn't even know. He was fucking, whoa! He wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Just flew out the windshield. So it's probably that, ultimately. But
it's probably that.
It's probably definitely that. But like, I don't know. I would say that like, it's probably not you. And when stuff like this happens, you definitely can't blame yourself. It's just kind of one of the repercussions of doing this type of thing.
Yeah. Blame the process.
Blame now, we are in a golden, opportunity here because in about 2 hours.
Yay. What's happening in 2 hours?
In 2 hours, I have a date with a different person.
Okay, great.
So,
is this a second
date? Do we have advice for me how to? No, this is not a second date. This is a first date.
A sex date. Is this a sex date?
Well, I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Let's back
basically,
up.
Basically,
what happened to the first partner who did not want to take it to the next?
Oh, are you? I don't know. Are you guys ready for this? Okay, this person. Okay. It's important that I say this person was not black and they just so casually said the N word. And I was like, well, this is over.
Yeah, fucking obviously. That's insane. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that person's a fucking psycho and you abandoned them and now you're going on a new date with a new person.
So you have total clean slate.
Yes.
Maybe pick better partners.
Yeah.
That was on Monday. This person was yesterday. It's Wednesday.
This all happened this week?
I think you should watch a movie tonight. I think you should cancel the date. I think you should watch a movie tonight. And let's just play an audible, call an audible and just, maybe we just take a tea. All right.
Yeah.
And then maybe think a little bit more just about I think you're sort of like, you're playing chess with checkers. And I think that you should probably just like take a cooler on this and think about what you want. Because also there's good people out there. You just have to sift through them to find the better people. I think, unfortunately.
I think so. I think maybe like a mental detox.
Yeah, maybe a mental
like a
detox.
Spa day.
Yeah. Let's just light a candle.
Yeah.
You're right.
Also, like if you're sometimes, by the way, you may have reached the bottom of the dating apps if you're swiping too much.
You're so right.
You know, sometimes you may have swipe fatigue. And I find that a good cure for that is to get off the apps and or meet people in real life, like at a bookstore, for example, or at a hobby shop, or at a place if you have interests. Gosh. Okay, hobby shop seemed to have hit a nerve in a good way.
No. It was bookstore. It was bookstore because bookstore. My bio on the dating app says we should go to a bookstore together and pick out books for each other.
Wait, see, so then there you go. Just hang indefinitely at the, you know, coffee shop at Barnes & Noble.
Go to the Barnes & Noble coffee shop, post up, and find a lover. Thank you so much.
Just put
for
a little placard
in.
on your table that says looking for love.
By the way, looking for love, I actually think that's a great idea, to be honest. It's a good YouTube video. well, thank you so much for calling in. Watch a movie tonight. Yeah. Don't stress yourself out. And we best you the wish of luck. We wish you the best of luck.
We do.
Yeah.
And wishing you the best of luck on your individual journey.
That's right.
To develop yourself before inviting a partner to enjoy your greatness.
Yeah,
None of these people deserve you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Yikes.
What? And then it was all from this week? That is such an eventful week. My God.
That's crazy. It's so funny.
That's like, you need a separate Google calendar just for dating people situation.
I know.
Keeping track of all that.
I have friends that sometimes like will date as avoidance or something. Like it's like they're, it's like a sport. They're turning it into a sport, or it's like, oh yeah, like going on to, it's sort of just, it's like the practice of dating. And I think that sometimes, yeah, when that's happening too much, you end up hanging out with people you just don't care for or like. Ugh. Glad I don't have to date anymore.
Yeah. Wow. What the heck?
What a fucking nightmare. That's insane.
The apps.
The apps, Michelle.
They sound scary.
I know. Well, I think it's just, I mean, often my advice for this type of stuff, and my advice usually to single friends is, yeah, go to a location that you would find, like, think of an interest you have. If it's coffee, go to a coffee shop. If it is, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, go to the hobby shop. Like, go to locations that express parts of your identity, and you're much more likely to find someone you like there than by scrolling randomly on everyone you find attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, there's a reason why places in physical world exist and have always existed as a place for people to find, you know, partners. Because the apps, it's just like, it's such a gamble, and you have no vouch from anybody or anything. All right, Michelle. Well, we have one final call here.
Let's do it.
Hey, Miles. So I got a little issue where all of my colleagues who I'm not really friends with, got into my car, and one of the songs that you recommend playing on one of your podcasts, was playing, and it just kind of created this awkward vibe. So could use your advice to going forward. All right.
Okay, so to decode that, because it was a little muffled, a bunch of colleagues got into his car, and a song I recommended was playing, and it created an awkward vibe.
So this is your fault. So we're calling to apologize on your behalf.
Ultimately, we're calling to apologize. But also, I think it's interesting of when people you don't know that well get into your car, what music are you playing, and how confident are you? Because I am not confident at fucking all to DJ to people I don't know that well.
So
even to people I do know that well, I get nervous.
Is this a fan who had a song you just like said you liked in general?
Yeah, I think I was like, oh, I like this artist. And then they played it in their car, trying to, I think, seem cool in front of their colleagues. And the colleagues did not like the vibe. Let's say somebody you don't know that well gets in your car. What song are you playing to try to impress them? Or is it just you're just playing a song, whatever's on?
Well, I wouldn't like choose music to impress someone. If I'm getting in the car with someone I need to impress, I'd be so terrified I would just sit there in silence, honestly. But if it's just going to be on like whatever's playing off my phone, obviously Cowboy Carter by Beyonce, period, nonstop on repeat.
Okay, good. But yeah, that's a great choice.
And if you don't like that, or if it creates an awkward vibe for you, it's a problem with you and get out of my car.
I like that mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like, because I feel like even with my friends, sometimes I'll put on music and I'm just hoping that they like it and then I'm going to make a good choice. I'm not confident with my music choices almost ever.
Hello?
Hello, you called Perfect Person because you created an awkward vibe in your car with your colleagues and I'm here to call you back.
No fucking way. Oh my God.
I'm here with Michelle.
Hold on. I'm at Disney World. I'm at Disneyland with my wife.
What?
Oh, Disneyland.
No, wait. We cannot take time out of your Disney day. Those are expensive tickets.
I need advice because you kind of put me in an awkward position at work, but
oh, I did?
It's all good.
Okay, got it. Well, what was the song and what was the situation? And also, what type of job do you have?
that might be, I can't really go into specifics, but it's a very serious job. So I work with a lot of serious people.
Okay.
And so.
So you work for the government. That's crazy. That's like you're crazy. Totally in the NSA.
No, not for the government. Not for the government.
CIA style. Okay, it's law. No, sorry. We won't pinpoint it, but it's a serious job and you work with these people. Like, give me a comp. Is it like a market? Let's say it's a serious marketing job.
Pretty much. I mean, like, okay. To give like a better context, it's like I was there for the longest with the team and then COVID hit. Everything went fast forward. And then we had the birth of our son. And so I was on leave. And so when I came back, and the best way I describe this is it's like a sitcom that went off air for like 10 years. And then I'm like the legacy cast member that came back.
Okay.
And like, I have no idea anyone who's on that like show. So it's very awkward. So long story short, I was listening to the Bachelor episode and you were talking about the Yin Yang twins. And I was on my way to work. And I was like, oh my God, like I was listening to that podcast. And I was like, I'm listening to a Whisper song by Yin Yang Twins because like I haven't heard that in a while. I thought it was funny because like I drive to work at 5 a.m. to wake me up. And so I leave my car and then everyone kind of goes to pretty much lunch. So we're all going to lunch. And long story short, I have to like unplug my car. So like I let everyone into my car. I don't really know a lot of these people that closely. We're just kind of like work friends. We don't really talk like outside of work. And so as I'm unplugging my car, I just noticed they kept looking at me and I never hit mute on my car. So when I get in the car, I noticed that the mute button is on. And so for maybe like 45 seconds, they were just listening to Yin Yang Twins Whisper song.
Yeah.
And I'm just unaware of the whole process.
And what do you think that, what's the vibe that you think you created at work? Do you think that these people now think you're a little too cool, or do they think that you're like, okay, this guy, this like vintage guy who's been here forever is playing music that we didn't expect him to?
I'm very like, I code switch at work. So the way I talk at work is completely different how I talk to my friends and family.
Uh-huh.
And so they have this general sense of like this idea of what I talk like and how I perceive myself and all that stuff. Like after we went to work, we went to lunch, I mean, and the whole vibe at the lunch was very quiet, normal conversations that we usually would have was kind of like looking at me weird, not necessarily like talking to me like they normally do. And then, you know, team meetings, I usually lead the team meetings. Then it's like kind of like refrain from asking me questions or advice. I'm like, okay.
You think
the situation kind of got weird.
I think you might have some embarrassment goggles on.
Yeah, you're like, this sabotaged my entire work. Everyone's looking at me different and not talking to me in meetings. That's insane. I have a couple more questions. Here's my first question. Do you have, whoever you're closest to in this workplace, I think you got to ask them point blank, hey, did you guys hear my music from my car the other day? To me, that's like question one, to see if they knew what was happening, what was playing, and if it sabotaged your entire impression of yourself at work. Also, is there a religious component to your job? Is that why the cursing was weird?
No, not at all. Not at all. I work in like journalism. So long story short, it just got very, very awkward because everyone takes their job very seriously, of course, obviously. And so like I work with like most of the people I work with are women. So like the last thing they need to hear is like their one male coworker listening to a song by Yin Yang Twins about, you know. And so it's very awkward now. And so it's a very awkward dynamic. I don't know how to go about it. I'm looking at jobs right now.
You're looking to change jobs?
Yeah, okay, let me stop the snowball. You cannot leave your job because you were listening to Yin Yang Twins. That is unacceptable.
You said you work in journalism?
Yeah, it sounds like whatever it is, it's very serious and you can't even talk about it. It's like Spotlight. Have you seen the movie Spotlight?
Oh my God.
Like,
pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
A small kind of bureau. Yeah. Okay.
Can you pull aside your work bestie?
Yeah.
And say, hey, just generally speaking, I feel like I'm getting a strange vibe from other people at work. Do you know anything I might not?
Yeah, definitely.
That might be a place to start.
That's where I'm in a tricky situation because a lot of like my close work friends have like gone. And so like when I came back from leave from having my first son, everyone who I was like close with, I can like have like normal candid conversations, completely gone. And so like now it's like the conversations I have are very like buttoned up, tailored conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that feeling. Oh.
I have the advice that you're going to need.
Let me hear it.
It sounds like you need to do two things. You need to fix your reputation at work. And it also sounds like you need to fix the company culture.
Yeah.
Because it feels like the vibe is weird even before you played Ying and Twins Whisper Song.
It seems like everybody's on edge.
Yeah, everyone feels tense and they need a massage. And that's why you have to massage every single person in the office. No, what I think you should do is I think that this is going to be a perfect time to bring in a little box of donuts. Oh, Friday, guys. Hey,
I just
brought a little box of donuts just as a Friday treat on me. Everyone, let's have a great Friday. To me, that little goes a long way.
And you will know when you bring the donuts around the office who is receptive and excited about it and who's like, I don't want that.
I don't want a pervert's donuts.
You will. It'll make it very clear.
I'll try the, you know what? A lot of people like bagels where I'm at. So I think I might do like a good like bagel situation, but everyone's very siloed. And so like a lot of the times people have conversations to people to get to another person to like relay information that way.
This sounds really so corporate and toxic. I mean, continue the job search just because it seems like that's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
And also see if you can get to the bottom of it because... what else are we going to do at work? So it's fun to figure it out.
I know. Yeah, dang. Yeah. I mean, like, it feels like you need to, because this company culture exists, sometimes I find that the best way to combat a company culture like this is by not adhering to it. So if you feel like there's a weird power structure of, oh, this person I have to talk to get to this, try to abandon all of it and just be authentic and be organic. People are not going to like that at first. But I always, when I'm up against this type of thing, I fully, you know, I implode because I can't handle it.
I hate that you feel like you have to code switch, too.
Yeah, that sucks.
If I don't know if you guys watch the show Severance, I would 100% do that procedure and get in and out of work.
Yeah, I think you need to find a new job, dude.
Yeah, dude, you got to find a new job. That's, a dystopian show, right? If you want to get the severance procedure, you need to quit your job. That's like, you know that show, the whole point of that show is that they shouldn't have done it. Right? Yeah. Like, it's not, like, that's the whole point of the show.
Oh my God.
So, you shouldn't want to work there and you should get a different job. But also, while you're there, you got to maintain the shred of... Sorry.
Having a phone call with someone at Disney.
Yeah,
right,
it's unbelievable. I just heard the train go by. You got to try to maintain your any shred of dignity and joy that you can while you're there. And I think that that's going to be about donuts. That's going to be about bumping the Ying Yang Twins, wearing sunglasses, getting out of your car proudly in the parking lot.
Well, you know what? I'm going to use this advice. Super helpful.
Yeah.
And I also want to thank you for like getting me through a lot of like my work days because I just binge the podcast a lot. And so even like my wife and I just like constantly just like throw your, she probably wants to say hi and thank you for advice. I don't know if it's possible.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Oh my gosh, it's Miles on the phone. Hi.
Hello. I did tell your husband to quit his job, unfortunately. So you may have to deal with the repercussions.
Quit his job, it's okay. I say that too.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate it. That's so sweet of you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you need him? He's just kind of, he walked away with the screaming child. Okay
absolutely. Back to Disney.
Yeah, enjoy
have a
your
wonderful day.
Day.
Enjoy your day. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, bye. To want to get the severance procedure. Yeah, I saw the show Severance and I thought that'd be actually awesome for me to do. God.
Christ.
No, so many jobs suck ass like that too, though.
I
know that feeling where you're just like, yeah, I fucking hate my job, but like I have to do it just to, you know. Oh, God.
But don't wait. Don't wait.
Don't wait. That's the Michelle Carey guarantee. Don't you wait. Also, the idea that the Yang Yang twins could have fully changed. I think he just has bad job goggles. So he like did this and now he's just like, everyone's mad at me. Everything is, you know, a wreck or whatever.
And if that really was something to me and people already felt a certain way, it's part of a larger narrative of people, you know, wanting to create cracks in a group of people.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. I remember I worked a paperless post as the receptionist for a little bit.
Oh my God.
And It was like the most corporate job I had had up until that point, and probably ever. But it was just like, I just did not fit into the environment. HR did not like me, and I was a temp that got hired to sit at the reception desk and be like, you know, answering phones like, hello. And it just, the whole structure of that type of thing, it's so, ugh. It just makes, after the end of the long day, I'll just be like, I have to take a shower and like sit down. Because people, it's like a room full of people, but no one's talking.
It's like sterile and sweaty at the same time.
Yes, 1,000,000%. Well, Michelle, we have one final segment to get to, and it's a segment we like to call Get Real.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've been nervous about this.
You really? You were nervous about this? Why?
So it's a fucking title of a segment. What do we do now? Okay.
This is, of course, a segment where we force a genuine moment in an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves, Michelle. You're obviously someone that I feel like you are someone that faces your fears very publicly. You kind of go out into the world and you do big trainings. You sort of do big things that others might deem as scary. And I guess I am wondering, what is something that you are afraid of that doesn't fit into the context of a video that you could make to kind of overcome?
I feel very fortunate that through the nature of my work, I've built up bravery in a lot of things I think scare the general public.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my fears are surrounding, I think, like deep-rooted systemic issues. Like, for example, my dad moved to America with mm-hmm. his family, and just the hard trip that they went through to mm-hmm. create even just getting citizenship here and creating the life for our family here is something that even I, one generation later, carry a lot with me.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, in a general sense, it's a fear of not living up to that sacrifice in a way. And that how many generations of my family before me gave up so much for me to even just have a chance to do this really cool thing is so special. And I know, like, I don't need to do anything further to prove anything to anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, they're very supportive and kind, but it's always in the back of my mind. And that's, I think, why I feel like maximizing those novel experiences we were talking about is so important to me to make value and to make it worth it.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think, like, yeah, the idea of just so many people had to overcome hardships so that you could be where you are and up to bat so that you could even get to the plate.
Yeah.
A lot of baseball metaphors thrown around.
Baseball.
But we love baseball. But no, I totally relate to that, actually. I often feel, my brother died when I was 17, and I often feel an overwhelming sense, and something I felt then that I still feel now is like, I am lucky enough to be at bat. Like, I'm here. I'm healthy. I, like, have had a great upbringing, whatever. Like, I have everything in front of me, and I better take advantage of that. And sometimes, like, some of my anxiety is stemmed from, I'll have, everything will be going well, and I'll be like, whoa, like, what's the next thing? And that'll cause me, like, a panic, because it is that thing of, like, okay, like, I better capitalize on it. Like, I better capitalize in every possible way. And I've been trying recently to try to, like, undo some of that expectation and just being like, no, you know what? It is enough. Like, I'm doing enough to just exist. I don't have to be chasing, like, an endless dream or something like that.
I definitely, in a different way, can see and understand that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Here,
yeah,
and the balance of that.
Well, and for you... you're someone who is, like, very successful.
You were so kind.
Do you not feel that way?
Do I feel successful? I think that I am so, like, if you had told me, like, 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
what, the kind of content and experiences and life that would exist now, I'd be so happy. And at the same time, I feel like there's so much more work for me to do.
Yeah, that's great. No, yeah, I say that because I'm like, I think a question sometimes people ask with content creation, with success, or with like social media stuff is, when is enough enough? And for you, when is enough enough? And will it ever be?
I don't think enough will ever be enough. Yeah. Because I always want to have a reason to continue living and growing.
Completely, yeah.
And I, at least at this stage in my life, enjoy leaning into that kinetic energy of things.
Yeah.
I think like the priority shift between, you know, a financial goal of like, I want to, you know, make this self-sustaining for myself. Mm-hmm. And now, oh, I want a team member. Now I, you know, it's for the two of us, and right. Now it's for the three and five and 10 of us. But for me, I really want to make great stuff, mm-hmm. make great stories, great episodes, and really make like a very strong meteoric impact, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. Something I've been thinking about a lot is this concept of being a person or an identity that is one of one. So,
oh, I really like
yeah,
that.
Like some career, like a lot of people are like, oh, like who are your career aspirations? Mine are David Blaine, Harry Houdini.
I love David Blaine.
Steve Irwin and Jeff Probst.
Oh, those like, are to so me, good.
That's my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Because there's only one of each of those people. Like there's no one who even comes close, not even in success. Like mm-hmm. forget success as a part of it, but like who they are as a person. And I think whatever that means is something I really want to inch my way towards as a North Star.
Yeah, I love that. It's interesting you bring up David Blaine because I would say that if I have 10 influences, David Blaine is absolutely one of them. And I've always loved David Blaine. And specifically, the reason I love David Blaine is he's the greatest, like one of the greatest performers alive for any audience too. Like
yes.
His street specials versus his celebrity specials, like he can make like a random crew of people in, you know, Harlem die laughing and excited and feel wonder, just as he can make like, you know, some of the most famous people in the world feel that same feeling. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so like his level of calm too is so interesting to me. And
that's really his true magic.
Yeah.
Is how he can navigate any social situation and mm-hmm. group of people.
And also, it's I guess incredible. His physical, I see his influence in that because you also do take on like big physical tasks and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And I learned a lot about his work when we did our Houdini episode.
Yeah, right.
Where I, you know, attempted Harry Houdini's most dangerous escape, mm-hmm. the underwater water torture cell escape.
Fuck yeah.
And David Blaine has done a lot of breath-holding work and even has like Guinness World Records and breath holds. So I think throughout that, I just really came to appreciate his artistry and looking into like, you know, what he pulled from Houdini and even before him, Evel Knievel. Like
yeah.
Those to me, I think the concept of a daredevil is very exciting to me. And Elaine, I think, would be really cool to continue exploring.
Yeah, that's so cool, Michelle. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
That's it.
Am I a perfect person?
Michelle's
now?
A perfect person now.
Yay!
Michelle, where can people find you and anything to promote you have coming up?
Oh my gosh, you guys can find me on YouTube at Michelle Carre.
Check out Michelle's videos. They're fantastic. And if you've got a problem out there and you're wondering, how do I solve it? Just remember that no matter who you are or where you are, perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.